Hello everybody, just wanted to do a quick audio boo before I play my last Xbox session of the day, or night rather, and go to bed, and start getting back into normality. I don't know, after these 9 nights that I worked, I really felt, like I'd been in the hospital for a long time, and I'm just coming home. It's pretty weird. I don't know, it's rather odd. I've never had that before. But yeah, we recorded CBG 59. We went to the that Gamer Hub recording afterwards, and we started messing around in their comments, in their chats. So it's cool. Liked it. It's fun. So I built this contraption here called what I'm gonna call Mr. Fusion. I took my one bong, the straight tube, Dr. Emmett Brown. And I attached an inline to it that's attached with a roar adapter from a 14 to 18 millimeter connection. And since that ash catcher didn't fit this little bubbler I bought because they wrote the wrong joint size on their website, they sent me a new ash catcher. And that one's really quiet. So what I've done is with another glass adapter, put the new ash catcher into the inline, and then with the bowl on top. The bowl is 18 millimeters and came with the ash catcher. And it's a pretty interesting contraption. It's very heavy, so I can only take hits from it while it's stationary. It's not recommended you try to lift this thing while you do it. So it's getting through two filtrations, including one inline. And it hits very smooth, like I'm about to demonstrate. That was the hash, I think. Yeah, it's pretty good. I can't complain. It's very smoothly. And very clean. It's very clean. It's quite good. I'm feeling it again a little bit, which is funny. So what happens is when you have the smoke go through so many percolators and through so many, you know, stages of water filtration, you know, you barely then taste any product, which is good. And therefore, you can enjoy the cannabis more and cough less. So, and that's what I'm into. I'm going to make myself another bowl. And maybe, if not, I'll just take one hit from it. Man, these screens are a pain in the ass. So they're the kind that won't stay put. I don't know, man. I really hate screens. But, you know, I also don't like having shit floating around at the bottom of my bong either. So, too bad, so sad. Anyhow, I just want to hype the show up a little bit. We got the show to 45 minutes, believe it or not. We had to bullshit our way through the last 15 minutes, but hey, it made for good radio. I don't know how much of that is going to remain on the editing floor. I hope most of it does, because we said some pretty outrageous things, and I'd rather not have that get published. Anyways, I bid you all a good night. I'm going to play some more Saints Row, which, mind you, has some of the stupidest NPC I've ever seen, like non-playable characters. When you call over gang members, and you can have up to 3, well, right now I have up to 3 allowed with mine, and, well, yeah, I mean, sure, it's cool and all, but, you know what, they're stupid. Like, they will all pick up rocket launchers, and they'll blow each other to smithereens, including me. It's like, God, can't you control, like, what weapons your henchmen have? I mean, that's logical to me. And that is something that GTA doesn't have. I mean, you can have 2 crew with you if you if you remain friends with Dwayne Forge. But I've never had any use for it in GTA. I've always been gung-ho, you know, go in, search, and destroy. But, yeah, fuck, man, I'm pretty big. I just had a little bit there, but again, that was mostly hash. What I'm doing today is I'm getting rid of all the shake that I have. And for those that don't know, shake is basically the little leaflets that fall off the weed when you have it in the container. That's usually plant matter that's really dry. So it doesn't have as much head highs in it. But yeah, I think I'm going to stop the audio boo here before I start being an incoherent moron. But anyways, what I was talking about, keep forgetting, is Saints Row 2 and the fact that, like I said, the NPCs are stupid. They're really stupid. Like, really, really stupid. And I wish I could control, like, what weapons they have. Because I would only give them machine web guns and, you know, some form of shotgun. Nothing more. Nothing less. Because they just blow each other up. And it's so fucking annoying. It's not even funny. But, anyways, I'm going to cut the audio boo here, and, oh man, I'm starting to feel it. I'm going to go off into La La Land, and then probably watch some Netflix and go to sleep. So until next time, toodles.